to synthesize too much the different issues that are perhaps connecting these like in each in themselves extremely dense and rich sessions we have had. So I think there may be one or two questions that we might get into that might just suggest some of these connecting threads, but I'd like to first ask you if you have questions that you have to one of the participants, one of the speakers of the past 3 hours. I see one here and another one. Okay, can we get a mic over there? Thanks.
I might try to connect the first and second talk, the first talk by Yoko and the second conversations between these three. So it's kind of strange echo. Anyway, so we actually heard the word passing and passage from both talks. So somehow it's either digital, the 3D bodies can be this kind of passage for the symbolic to emerge again from Hozu Yin's work. So I try to interpret in this way because somehow it makes sense to connect this digital and symbolic and metaphorical in such a way. So I wonder, and also this kind of the 3D body as puppetry and also acting, this kind of uncanniness is somehow, how can we use this kind of digital uncanniness to create this kind of passage for the symbolic? Yeah, so maybe just a commentary. I might want Yoko to respond, also Hozu Yin.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting to hear both Yoko and also perhaps Hozu Yin, whether, I guess from me, from my point of view, the question also would be the amnonesis, like this kind of forgetting and the rebirth of the symbolic and the necessary forgetting that that might imply or not, to hear you about this latter question as well. So who wants to start?
Yeah, I think for me, when I first thought of using the 3D digital animation to engage with these narratives, for me, in the beginning, I thought of it as a kind of a montage, like, you know, in the sense of like using these new techniques of representation in service of narratives that it's not usually associated with. So kind of bringing together these kind of post-colonial discourses with the digital, with the question of the digital. So that was kind of my starting point. But the more I did it, you know, the more it started to make a lot of sense in different ways. So for example, for me, digital technology, there is an aspect of it which actually facilitates shape shifting a lot. You know, when we are working with just data, instead of, for example, making a film with a photographic means where there's a kind of analog capture process, when we are working completely with digital means and everything is data and numbers, actually the image becomes so much more malleable and manipulable. You know, so I think then at that moment, these processes that I was working with seemed to tap into these older narratives in a kind of an interesting way for me. Yeah.
Yuk, do you want to maybe?
So thank you very much for the question. And I think I will say in this way. Probably we can distinguish two forms of passage, two forms of passing. The first form of passing is, we can talk about it on the level of psychoanalysis. So, for example, you said that when you look at these images, it seems to you uncanny, right? So, from that point of view, we can see that, of course, with the manipulation of images and the figures and so on and so forth, it is able to contribute to certain formation of subjectivity. And that is one form of passing. But this, to me, is not enough. I think that we need a second type of passing. And this second type of passing is to move from the individual or the collective to the question of civilization and culture. So that is why, towards the end, I said that if we will be really limited if we respond to the question of Lyotard by going back to the question of the I or the non-I. Instead, we have to go even further to the question of the outside of the techno-logos, and which for me is the question of the cosmo-technics. And what does it mean really by that? That this passing to the outside actually is a coming back to itself. Now, that is to say that by passing to the outside, that we should be able, or we should try to reinvent the question of the episteme in order to englobe, to allow the digital technology to find a different path, which is now simply technical.
I mean, there is a curious presence of the cosmos, of course, in the in the last version of the one or several tigers. So I still would like to hear, maybe just as a one-liner from you, whether you see that second passing also announcing itself in the installation downstairs.
No, I think that the problem that I have, I don't think that I can finish this in one line, sorry. No, the problem I have is that the complication is that if we still trap ourselves in reflecting on the possibility of finding an Asian modernity or a poly or multiple modernities of Asia, then we are still trapped in a certain conception of the world history. And the question that I try to mention concerning the question of civilization and culture is that if we look at what has happened since modernization, and I really make a distinction between modernization and modernity, let's look at what has happened since the hundreds of years of modernization, is that what is technical or technological has been becoming the drive of social, economic, political life. And that is what is called now globalization. But this globalization seems to me has to come to the end, and I think that it has already come to the end. And that is the reason for which I think that we have to reflect again on the question of cosmology. That is to say, to open up the question of technology again. I say this for the reason that if today we talk about technology, or we talk about what is technics, we are always limited to two concepts. Firstly, the Greek concept of techne, which is like poetic production. The second concept is technology, that which emerged from the European modernity. But now, the problem, of course, we have is that do we have techniques? Do we have technology in Asia? Do we have technology in Amazonian forest, for example? Of course we have, but what are they? In what way can we develop a discourse, or can we understand them again? And I believe that the only way to understand it is to understand it from the perspective of cosmotechnics, that is, with relation to the cosmos. And I think about if that will be the point of departure to rethink of the direction, the development of digital technologies in the future, which has, since so far has only been fueled by globalization.
Thanks. I mean, there's still a couple of issues that, at least for me, are unresolved, or that I'm not fully maybe grasping, and I guess we need to create another occasion to follow up on these in a formal frame. Is there another last question to one of the previous speakers? If not, I will stick to the schedule out of fairness also to everybody who's following and for everybody to be able to have a short break, and at 7:30 we will continue here. Thank you very much for your marvelous contributions.